News release COVID-19, Health, Wellness Today, November 25, Nova Scotia is reporting one death related to COVID-19. A man in his 70s in Central Zone has died. I am saddened to hear about the loss of another Nova Scotian today, especially as we are nearing what is supposed to be a joyful time of year, said Premier Tim Houston. I offer my deepest sympathies to the family and friends grieving. Please get fully vaccinated if you haven't done so yet and do everything you can to help make sure not one more Nova Scotian has to mourn the loss of a loved one as a result of COVID-19. Nova Scotia is also reporting 22 new cases of COVID-19 and 24 recoveries. There are 16 cases in Central Zone, 5 cases in Northern Zone and 1 case in Western Zone. There is also evidence of limited community spread in Halifax and Northern Nova Scotia. There are no new cases at the East Cumberland Lodge Long-Term Care Home in Pugwash. A total of 32 residents and 11 staff members at the home have tested positive, and 3 of the infected residents have died. Public and occupational health are working with the facility to prevent further spread. Increased public health measures and restrictions are in place. Today we lost another Nova Scotian to this virus, and I offer my prayers and condolences to the family and loved ones of the man who passed, said Dr. Robert Strang, Nova Scotia's Chief Medical Officer of Health. Each person we lose is not just a reminder that COVID-19 persists as a very real threat, but it breaks my heart to know that another family is grieving the loss of a loved one before their time. On November 24, 8 schools were notified of an exposures at their school. As always, all staff, parents and guardians are notified of exposures if a positive case, student, teacher or staff, was at the school while infectious. A list of schools with exposures is available online, https://backtoschool.ednet.ns. CA, school exposures as of today, Nova Scotia has 169 active cases of COVID-19. Of those, 17 people are in hospital, including 5 in ICU. On November 24, Nova Scotia Health Authority's labs completed 3,778 tests. As of November 24, 1,625,969 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered. Of those, 788,242 Nova Scotians have received their second dose, and 15,021 eligible Nova Scotians have received a third dose. Since August 1, there have been 2,245 positive COVID-19 cases and 14 deaths. Cases range in age from under 10 to over 90. There are 2,062 resolved cases. Cumulative cases may change as data is updated in Panorama. Testing advice. Nova Scotians with or without symptoms can book a test at https://covidselfassessment. novascotia.ca/n for COVID-19 for COVID-19 testing centers across the province. Those eligible to receive asymptomatic testing are listed at https://www.nshealth.ca/visit-covid-19-testing-site. Those with no symptoms who do not meet the criteria are encouraged to use one of the rapid testing pop-up sites if they want to be tested. Some public health mobile unit clinics also offer drop-in testing. This will be noted in promotions. Anyone with COVID-19 symptoms is advised to self-isolate and book a COVID-19 test. Anyone advised by public health that they were a close contact needs to complete a full 14-day quarantine, regardless of test results, unless they are fully vaccinated. If they are fully vaccinated at least 14 days before the exposure date, they do not need to self-isolate as long as they are not experiencing any COVID-19 symptoms. They should still get tested and should monitor for symptoms up to 14 days after the exposure date. If symptoms develop, they should get tested and self-isolate until they receive a negative test result. Symptoms and self-assessment. Nova Scotians should visit https://covidselfassessment. novascotia.ca/ to do a self-assessment if in the past 48 hours they have had or are currently experiencing cough, new or worsening, or 2 or more of the following symptoms: fever, chills, sweats, headache, runny nose or nasal congestion, sore throat, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. People should call 811 if they cannot access the online self-assessment or wish to speak with a nurse about their symptoms. Anyone with symptoms should immediately self-isolate and book a test. Quick facts. A state of emergency was declared under the Emergency Management Act on March 22, 2020, and has been extended to November 28, 2021. Additional resources. Nova Scotians can find accurate, up-to-date information, handwashing posters and fact sheets at https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus. More information on COVID-19 case data, testing and vaccines is available at https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus. Data. More information about public health text notifications of positive COVID-19 cases and close contacts is available here. https://www.nshealth.ca/news/public-health begins contacting positive COVID-19 cases close contacts text message Government of Canada. https://canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397, toll-free.